Decker at the White House. The man accused of sending more than a dozen mail bombs to opponents and critics of President Trump will remain behind bars.
A day after his transfer from Florida to New York, Cesar Sayoc has been ordered to remain behind bars without bail. His lawyers did not even make a bail application during the 56-year-old's initial appearance in Manhattan federal court.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
You've spent the last 9 months telling everyone who they should vote for. But when Election Day comes, you're at the Skin Shack, spreading your wealth to Diamond and Misty.
Is that your idea of gold?
Then, you call your non-vote a political statement.
We call it a cop-out, yeah.
So the next time you hear people yammering on about how voting doesn't matter because they're all a bunch of crooks, peel your I Voted Today sticker off your shirt and slap it over the mouth of Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer, a real American hero.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
I vote for you go play in traffic.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is it about, and this may trigger you, but why is it that celebrities like Chelsea Handler and all these other Democrats think getting naked is the perfect way to inspire votes? I mean... there was a whole bunch of them last week.
Well, they're going to have to do more than get naked to get my vote.
And Chelsea Handler? I remember thinking she was funny, but that was a long time ago. She's not funny now. And I'll never understand the whole Hollywood thing. It's become the same place that gave us Ronald Reagan has turned into Stupidville. USA, and I don't know why they do it. Are you trying to feel better about your lousy selves, or what? Again, I urge you, he's a friend of the show. He will be our guest tomorrow at 3:30, come hell or high water, for live Election Day blogging, and there is already a whole bunch of very encouraging news on the red wave. I mean, in early voting, it's huge. It's huge. In the Senate's almost a slam dunk, and it's looking good in Florida. DBDailyUpdate.com is going to go full bore at 6 o'clock our time. Stay away from Drudge, stay away from Fox, stay away from all of those. I never thought I'd say that, because I think I've watched every election through the refreshing of the Drudge Report, but I don't trust them anymore. I just don't. He is not, Davey Daily Update, I call it my sanctuary blog for a reason. All right, 5 minutes after five, it was a decent day on the markets. What does it mean for tomorrow? I have no idea. But the people that put their money where their votes are, maybe it means something to them. Brad McDonald can shed some light on that in just a moment. We got a lot going on in traffic. I think some of it's caused because every call we've had today but from people who have gone to a polling place say they've never seen it busier than they have this year. And this year, in this state, there really aren't a whole lot of passions running wild one way or the other. I think it's a good sign. I think a lot of folks are going out and voting for Donald Trump here just by going straight red. That's just a theory, though. I have no proof to back that up, like most of the stuff I say.
Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things to tell you about here. Accident Perry Hill at Vaughan and also Taylor Road. In front of the Shell station, there's an accident with injury in that location. Our friends over in Prattville, you'll want to know about this. Repairs on I-65 near mile marker 190, which is up somewhere between Pine Level and Verbena. will begin tomorrow at about 8 o'clock in the morning. Outside lane will be closed while work is performed from 8 till 5 p.m., 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Work is expected to be completed by the end of the day, Friday, if the weather permits. Motorists should expect delays, plan accordingly, and you're urged to use caution when traveling in the work zone. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving, and their exquisite jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry is 15% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry's Elder Road. Don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Authorities say a man fell through the ceiling of a Waffle House restaurant in Tuscumbia during an apparent theft attempt while customers were inside. Cell phone video captured the incident. The suspect got away. It's Election Day in Alabama. Polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight. At stake, offices for all of Alabama's House seats, including the race for governor. Amendment 2 could write into Alabama's Constitution that it's state policy to recognize the rights of unborn children. There is a fierce disagreement about the proposal's ramifications. Lynn Paltrow, executive director of the National Advocates for Pregnant Women, says it would have broad ramifications and would establish constitutional rights for fertilized eggs. Eric Johnson, director of the Alabama Pro-Life Coalition, says opponents are exaggerating the implications. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. If you have plans on this election night, it should be dry. Partly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 61. Tomorrow, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms returns with a high temperature in the middle 70s. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High temperature up to about 73 as another frontal system approaches the area. And scattered thunderstorms remain in the forecast Friday before ending high 68. Much cooler air arrives for the upcoming weekend again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Attention voters. The midterm election will be held
Tuesday. Midterm mayhem madness. The balance of power is in the balance of power. Who will take the House? Who will control the Senate? Do you know which is which? No! Vote for whoever has the best lawn signs.
Lawn signs everywhere.
Cast your referendum-wrecking town council-crushing vote on
Tuesday.
Vote Democrat because you hate Trump.
Vote Republican because you love Trump.
However you vote,
you're doing it for Trump.
Go to the polls.
Stand in line.
Give your name to the old lady.
Thank you.
Cast your midterm ballots on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Midterm mayhem madness. Tuesday.
It won't be long before we start to get an inkling, but I'm feeling positive. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, and I truly feel that way.
Yeah, I know it. I was telling Joey off the air, you know, I'm really excited. This is such an interesting election. I had a friend of mine, you know, I talk about him a lot, my guy Larry over up in New York, you know, and he sent me a note, you know, and he said, I had a client, we were talking about this election and the polling and all of this, and we were discussing the fact that Conservative Party has always sort of been largely underestimated in the polls, it, just as a matter of fact to begin with.
Yes.
But then he says this, he says to me, if you adjust for the 25% of pro-Trumpers that will never, ever admit it on a poll,
right,
then you're going to have a Republican landslide.
You know what? When you look at the early voting numbers, and we've had them all afternoon, it's enormous. The advantage that Republicans have over Democrats, and, you know, you always got the people that get hired by people to say what they want to hear, like Nate Silver. I'm not buying him whatsoever. He's the same guy that gave Hillary a 70-something percent chance 2 years ago. I think the same people that went out and voted for Donald Trump are going to go out and reelect him tonight through proxy. I guess there's room for doubt in the House, but I think there's going to be big growth in the Senate. The calls we've had all day, going back to the morning show, Brand, people here are reporting unprecedented turnout at their polling places. For what? There's no election in the state that's really got everybody fired up. God, we got to have Kay Ivey or we got to have Maddox. You're not here. We're not hearing that. This is a national election today, without question.
Yeah. No, there is no doubt about it. And Trump has really spent a considerable amount of time in all of these really close races in that territory.
Well, look at
voter. I think it's going to pay off.
Look at the voter enthusiasm. Obama's been next door running around like a wind-up toy in Georgia. Oh, he's taking credit for my economy. and hundreds of people show up to see Wonder Man. Yeah. Everywhere Trump goes, they wait in line for hours to see him. They pack every venue. That is extraordinary after 2 years, but he's accomplished a lot and people don't want to lose it. That's my take, by the way. New poll in from Texas, Ted Cruz, 52%, Beto O'Rourke, which is a walking joke, 43%. Wait till Hollywood asks for a refund on the $80 million they've sent Beto, hoping to get elected. It's just not going to happen, man. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I'm feeling optimistic like you. We're going to know here in a couple of hours. I mean, I'll tell you the thing I'm looking at. I'm looking at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Their polls just closed.
Oh.
You know, you got that one big race there with the incumbent against, what's the woman's name? She retired. She's a Marine Lieutenant Colonel. She's challenging the Republican. His name is Andy Barr.
Mm.
So that's one big one. Then you've got Virginia, where those polls close at 7 o'clock Eastern, so 6 o'clock Central, about a little less than an hour.
Right.
And you've got three pretty big House races there in Virginia as well. So the thing that's going to interest me, if you start to get an early indication that, you know, Barr is going to defend his seat in Kentucky, and either in at least two of the three in Virginia are leading or going to hold onto their seats, then that to me is going to give you the early sign that the Republicans are really holding on to the House.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you, that's just for me. That's where it kind of really all starts. And then, of course, you've got Florida, Indiana as well. Indiana's another one that closes at 6. So there are going to be 6 to 7 races, I think, early on to really dial in and keep up.
I agree. I'll never forget election night in 2012, when I saw that Bill Nelson was picked to win the Senate in Florida. I knew Mitt Romney was not going to win that night. We have inside polling data from Florida that not only gives Rick Scott the win, but also DeSantis for governor. This is inside polling. This is not the stuff that's out there, you know, the big names. Because they were all wrong. Why would anybody pay attention to them? They were all wrong, except for Rasmussen. And Rasmussen, as like today, well, Trump's only got 40% approval. Where do they get this from? I think Trump's approval is 50 or higher minimum. Because people like prosperity. They like having money in their pocket. So why vote against that? I just don't see the logic.
Well, you know, what you're saying is absolutely correct. I mean, the economy is also has always been the most important variable. I mean, you think about that. You think about those questions of, okay, my 401k is better off. My paycheck is better off. My job security is better than it was 2 years ago. I have more confidence in the future for my children.
Yeah.
You know, all of these things really do matter, and they resonate at the kitchen table that we've talked about, you know, so much over the years. And I think it goes back to, you know, you go to some of these historically sort of, you know, communities where they vote Democrat, and you talk about, you know, what my friend said to me, which was, there, you know, in those areas, you have lifelong Democrats, but 25% of them are Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to admit it.
No, that's the
and
immeasurable.
You can't capture them in a poll.
That is the immeasurable aspect of this election, because too many people have seen Trump supporters physically attacked, openly harassed, called names. So what's the point? Just keep it to yourself. Go place your vote. Nobody, you know, and that's between you and the polling place. And that's it. I think that's what's going to be happening today. It's that,
I agree.
That big variable is the person who would just, because there is also evidence that people are not proclaiming their support for Trump because it's just not worth it. Because the ugly left, they got nothing to sell. What are they selling? What are the Democrats selling that America wants today? I'd love to know, because I can't figure it out. I just don't see it.
No, I agree with you.
Open borders, higher taxes. Jeez. More Obamacare. Oh, my God. Free for all. Free Medicare. Oh, yeah. That'll work out great. So we'll see, but... usually, Brandt, I have a knot in my stomach, and it's usually right. I don't have a knot today.
Well, I'll take it. Let's roll with it.
Yeah, and if you can, come and celebrate with us tomorrow at Baumhauer's. Tell us about the numbers today. Do they indicate anything in terms of how the market sees this election?
Yeah, I think the market is indicating that you know, nothing bad is going to happen tomorrow. That we're going to wake up, and nothing really, really bad is going to happen. And I think that's what we're seeing. Yesterday we had a 200-point move in the Dow. Today up over 170 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Still have pretty good, strong fundamentals. We're three quarters of the way through with earnings reports on all the big, you know, the S&P 500. For the most part, those have been good, with a few little areas here and there of concern, but nothing too bad. And I think the market really fit. Now, the thing I do is I look at the 10-year bond. The 10-year bond is not really moving. That tells me that my market thinks that the House is going to go Democrats, the Republicans are going to keep the Senate. And the reason I say that is because, and the bond market could obviously be wrong, okay? But if they really were convinced that Republicans were going to keep the House, I think you'd see bond yields going up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means higher growth. That means a continuation of the Trump agenda. Which is not a bad thing, of course. It's just bonds do what they think is coming, you know. So that's the only sort of indication I'm getting. And I will tell you, if it looks like the Republicans keep the House, mm-hmm. I think you're going to see bond yields really giddy up and start picking up steam. And that's you're going to see that happen immediately. And I think you'll see a sudden movement back to, you know, sort of pro-growth. You know, you'll see growth stocks, you know, kick back into gear. Some of the cyclicals kick back into gear. Consumer discretionary will. But we'll all know for sure tomorrow.
Now, there's one other thing to take heart in, Brandt. This country is a better idea than any one party's or any one person's ability to destroy it. We learned that from Obama. And when course corrections were called for, they came. And so even if there's something in the results tonight that are disappointing, I still think this country will be fine. That's what I have learned in being so deeply involved in elections for the last 10 years now. because for all his effort and for all, the wind at his back from the media, look what Trump has been able to do with 92% negative media coverage. He's still kicking their butts. Those are the things that I'm thinking about, you know, going into tonight. And, well, we'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow, too, won't we?
Yeah, we definitely will. Definitely will. Look at that Kentucky race. Definitely that Indiana race. You've got, the Democrat, Joe Donnelly. Remember that one.
That, by the way, early polling advantage, 51-39 Republicans.
Okay.
In early voting. And that's not a survey. That's a tabulation. So it's an actual number. So I feel pretty good about that one. And Trump has been to Indiana, and they've treated him
well. Well, he won it by 20 points. And this is an incumbent, you know. He's a Democratic senator.
Yeah.
This is Joe Donnelly. Now, if he goes down, boy, I'm telling you, that's a big one.
That is.
That's a major indicator. So.
Yeah, and you could see, a loss there, a gain for the Republicans there as being, a solid indicator for the other states that we're worried about. 522. Here's my recommendation. Whatever the outcome, you should always have a plan for your money. You work hard to make it, and you need to think long term, not just about the upcoming weekend or this month's bills, but think about where you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, or more. Here's a guy with a team of people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management that can help you achieve and reach your goals. All you got to do is call him at 387-0094 and sit down and chat. It's a no-obligation situation, no pressure. Ask questions. Talk about different ideas. Maybe you want to start a portfolio. Maybe you want to save towards something specific. Whatever it is, this group of people can help you. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, thanks, good luck, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, right back at you.
Take care, man.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I was just reading a website called disobedientmedia.com, and they think that it's possible in Florida that Debbie Wasserman Schultz could lose.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's face it. I mean, she screwed Bernie, not literally. She helped cheat for Hillary. Haven't heard much from her either. She's been with all the angst and pounding on the wailing wall with Democrats the last couple of years. Haven't heard much from Chubby Debbie. Oh, there I am, demonizing women, for which I am 100% not the least bit.
Sorry!
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taylor Road, the hot spot this afternoon. We have an accident in front of the Shell station on Taylor Road. It involves injuries. Careful there. There's a second accident on Taylor Road on the bridge over I-85. We also have an accident Bell Road at Troy Highway, Vaughn Road in front of Vaughn Road Park. So be careful. Lots of accidents out there. Lots of folks out on the road this evening going home and going to vote. So be very careful in the traffic out there this evening. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive, and you can shop at home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Cranky's got something to say. Listen up.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Do you know what today was? Do you have any idea what today was?
Today was
Tuesday,
November 6th.
Well, I'll give you a hint. What today was and what today provided or is providing
yes.
the Democrats had certainly better store it in reserve, because they're going to need it, and they're going to need every drop of it in 2 years.
Yeah.
Today was political KY jelly, and they're going to need a whole lot more of it in 2 years for when Donald puts it way on up in there.
You know,
that's what today was. And I'll tell you why, and that's how generous Republicans are. We had to listen to millionaires and billionaires and, you know, all of that crap. And we took it like adults. And, you know, they had their little political experiment, the training wheels president, and it didn't work out. And then, you know, when the adults got back in charge, all we've had for the last 2 years is whining and complaining.
Yeah.
Little spoiled brat, sore losers.
Yep.
And
little bitches.
That's what inspired everybody to go out and vote today. Mm-hmm. Tell you another race to look up. It's going to be interesting. It's Charlotte Bergman up in the Memphis area in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Black female Republican, been going up against the incumbent white male Democrat, and I'm hoping that district is going to need some of that political KY jelly. Charlotte's a wonderful, wonderful person, and I can't wait to see.
There are some fantastic minority candidates running as Republicans. Finally, and let's hope that the gentleman in Michigan wins. I think there's an outside chance he can. I think there could be some serious surprises. On the other hand, I could see some serious blubbering coming from Florida when Gillum gets his ass handed to him, and go back and talk about crackers and things.
Well, I tell you, you know, Dr. Trump passed out some butthurt salves 2 years ago, and now the rest of the Republican Party's come through with the political KY jelly, and they better store it up. I can just tell you, they're going to need it. Y'all have a good evening. Take care. Thank you.
You too, Cranks. I'm right there with you, man. Right there with you. What's this? Ding, ding, ding.
Who's blowing up your phone, bro?
Hang on a second. I text from Emily and from Jacqueline. Doster Center covered up. I don't understand what that means. But tomorrow morning, could be an interesting morning, don't you think?
Yes. It'll
change the future of the country.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, in honor of all the people who would vote for the... For some of the cretins that are running, will play Dr. Sigmund Azebo's brain examination in their honor coming up.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello?
Mrs. Lord, good day to you. How do you do?
All right.
Good. This is Dr. Sid Manazibo. I call on the behalf of the school board in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I called to ask you about your boy because he go back to the school this week. Am I correct? He go back to the Inslee High School. I have down here on my paper.
Yes.
And they say that the boy is fine, but they suspect that you have, that maybe the boy get the violence and the anger from you, because they have me to call you so I can schedule you for a brain examination, because they suspect that either you or the boy has cranial stenosis.
What is that?
That is crazy. It makes you crazy. It makes you very bad temper.
I'm a crazy parent.
That is what the school tell me. You do not come to the doctor's office to get checked out. We cannot let your boy back in the school.
Okay, then he just won't be back in the school?
Do not raise voice at me, ma'am. I am doctor.
Doctor who?
Dr. Azibo. Dr. Sidman Azibo. I'm from the Nigeria. Please respect me, ma'am.
I wouldn't give a f- where you from? You don't call. He'll talk about somebody damn crazy calling. He'll come back. He must be crazy because his mama kind of crazy. She needs brain surgery.
Yes, ma'am. The American black women. That is what you do. You get so angry so quick because you drink the liquor. You get angry. You get
because you drink the liquor.
Yes, ma'am. That is what's wrong with American women.
Wrong with you?
Now, Miss Lord, what time is good for me to come? Because you obviously need the medicine. I have the medicine here for you, for your brain.
Well, you come bring me the medicine for my brain to my house.
What is
you got the number yourself. You should have the address.
I bring the medicine with a Nigerian whooping right behind him.
Okay, but you bring your Nigerian whooping, and I got a ghetto whooping for your ass. Come on.
Don't you start with me, Miss Lord.
You don't call here with no
I will smack you.
Man,
I will walk out, shut up, and I will put the move on you, baby.
Will you I move on, abacadabra, move on.
Your son is going to be just like, he's going to be just like you, and you're all going to
be. If my son is going to be just like me, he's going to be all right.
You and your son will go to the club together and chase me.
Yourself, old sister.
I'm not sick.
This some old sister.
I'm not sick. You were calling me doctor.
Call me nurse.
Call you crazy because that is how you act. You act like you're crazy. You act like you're stuck.
You the one got craniac or something, whatever. You the one got something wrong with
freaky dicky.
Get on the phone before I find out where the you at.
Your son will work at rallies and make big Bufords for me.
All right, that's all right. And he'll have Gibby to bring home some big Bufords for his family.
And then you will get big and you will have a chili dog belly.
That's all right. Like you got a chili dog face. Your long face.
Back in the days when you could do the prank call, the great Dr. Sigmund Azibo. We have Kim on the phone on News Talk at 5:34.
Hey, good grief. I'm sitting on Redland Road right now. I live up in Brookwood, and the traffic is stopped on Redland Road where you turn left on the Dozier Road to go down to Boulder to vote.
Really?
I mean, it's backed up probably... Good grief, 3/4 of a mile on Redland Road, and it's 1/4 mile from the turn to the church. So I'm sitting still in traffic on Redland Road. Never done that before.
Your call,
so that's any, yeah.
Your
I'm
call
sorry?
Connects very closely to what I just read from Charles Payne, Fox News host.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted that the 2018 midterms have the energy of a presidential election. And I think that's what you're seeing while you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I hope that brings you a measure of comfort while you're there.
Oh, I'm hoping. But, you know, regardless of how things turn out, I'm not going to need a coloring book, a safe space, a counselor, a day off work, anything like that. I'm pretty much an adult.
I will
be upset, but I won't be any of those things. But one of the questions that I have, and I haven't heard anyone talk about it, with the devastation in the Panhandle, and that's where a lot of that red vote comes in Florida, what are they doing to make sure those folks can vote?
Honestly, I think... FEMA's probably dealing with that, and since Trump is president and that's his team, I'm sure he's made every effort to make sure people in that neck of the woods are going to have a chance to vote.
I sure hope so. It was the first thing I thought of, was like, oh my goodness, you know, with what they're facing in Florida. Good grief.
Yeah, I think those folks will have a chance to vote. And plus, as bad as that was, Rick Scott, who did a great job with a number of hurricanes during his 8 years. And Jeb Bush before that, Jeb Bush, I'll give him credit for that. He did a really good job. They learned from Andrew. So
yeah,
I have a feeling that they'll come through and those votes will be
counted. Well, we would have heard a lot about it on the mainstream, in the mainstream media, if they didn't hit an area where they thought they were going to get a lot of votes.
Yeah.
It had been all over the place.
And now I just received from my friend Jacqueline exit polling from the Naples Daily News. And Naples is a big area now. Naples is bigger than Tallahassee, for crying out loud. It's just a slightly older population, but the exit polling there, 198 for DeSantis, 132 for Gillum. That, of all the races I have a passionate care for, it's the two in Florida for Senate and Governor.
Yes, I agree with you.
We'll know early on those tonight, and if those go our way, the rest of the night will be a slam dunk.
All right, good deal. That's what I'm hoping.
Thanks, Kim. Good luck with the traffic there. Yeah, that sucks to be stuck in traffic, but on the other hand, as Charles Payne said in his comment, that this has the feel of a presidential election. That is bad news for the non-incumbent party. It's real bad news for the non-incumbent party. So we'll see how it all plays out. Let me just check a couple of my sources. Whoa, a little polling issue in New Jersey today. What a surprise. You know, they were worried about the weather messing with the elections. I'm telling you, the reason this feels presidential, for 2 years, every single person that voted for Donald Trump likes the result they got. Not just the economy, too. He's stood up for this country with all the people that have been screwing us for years in our those great deals cut by Obama and his predecessors. And looked out for our national interests. He's kicked ISIS's ass. You don't hear about that in the media. They spend as little time as they possibly can focusing on a thriving economy. But for 2 years now, what have we heard? Nothing but insults from the press, from celebrities, all these Bubba Mises and a-holes. And today is the day that everybody that's been taking this for the last 2 years can go out and say, F you, media, F you, Hollywood. I think they've done themselves much more damage than good with... Nobody wants to see Chelsea Handler naked. Unless they're really drunk. Right? This is their idea. This is how we're going to get out the vote. Hey, Chelsea, take your clothes off. Because that'll get a few people in. Yeah. No thanks. Herman's on the phone.
Hey, guys. I voted early this morning.
I remember you called.
It's packed in. I just rode by Doster Center. It is packed.
Yeah, Emily just texted us about that.
It might, from the numbers Dan had on it earlier around lunchtime, it might exceed what it did in 2016.
And again, though, that's what makes it amazing is there's been no passion for any of the races here in Florida. And if Martha Roby wins by a huge percentage, she should thank Donald Trump. And by the way, all of us who said, okay, we get it, we've had our differences, but I told everybody to vote for her this time around.
I'd like to get in that Bomb Powers big shot drawing.
Birthday?
2-9.
2-9. 2-9 and 10. Herman, I'm tied for time. What?
Does fill up my mouth before it start his 2020 campaign today?
I don't know, but I can play his old campaign.
All right.
Coming up. All right. At 5:40, great local business with great products. For those who like to do it themselves, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, all the things that we use to keep our... Well, you also use a pressure washer, like our patio. What a difference that makes. Sometimes it's just a collection of dust. A steel blower takes care of that, along with your leaves. And you're going to be seeing more and more of those in the weeks ahead till we head to Tree Denusion Day.
What?
That's the day when all the trees that shed their leaves are fully naked before. It's usually about the 13th or 15th of December, somewhere in there. But they fall to the ground, and then you kind of got to gather that up. Now you can deal with back-breaking raking and hose, but with Lewis Lawn, a steel blower at a very reasonable price and a product you can take back there for service when you buy it. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. By the way, on the mowers, the 2019 models are going to be coming in, so they're going to be very motivated to give you a good deal on any of the 2018s in stock, whether it's an individual Toro, like the one I have, a self-propelled grape mower, or a big zero-turn X-Mark or Toro. They've got them all, and they can service them all at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the winter, and their number is 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The old traffic map, kind of a big old mess this afternoon as we deal with elections, people going home, and accidents and all kinds of stuff. There's an accident on the overpass at 85 on Taylor Road. There's also an accident on Taylor Road in front of the Shell station. That one involved injuries. Vaughn Road in front of Vaughn Road Park, Bell Road at Troy Highway. So there's a lot of accidents there. Also seeing one over on Day Street down by Maxwell Air Force Base. There's an accident there as well. Lots of heavy traffic on the Eastern Boulevard, pretty much from Vaughn Road northward all the way up past Wears Ferry Road. It's pretty solid. There's a lot of traffic in there. South Boulevard is very heavy. 85 northbound, feeling a little bit of heat down around Ann Street and up around Chantilly Parkway. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 13th. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have plans on this election night, it should be dry. Partly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 61. Tomorrow, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms returns with a high temperature in the middle 70s. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High temperature up to about 73 as another frontal system approaches the area. And scattered thunderstorms remain in the forecast Friday before ending high 68. Much cooler air arrives for the upcoming weekend again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
Here from United, number one in the river region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the river region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes, if you're in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, river region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Rug Doctors Ask the Doc. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. Ready for the holidays?
I am, but my house is not.
So you're hosting?
Yes, and I've put off cleaning my carpet way too long. I called several companies advertising $99 specials, but their final estimates were, well...
uglier than a holiday sweater?
They are now on my naughty list.
I have a simple solution, Tina. Rent our Rug Doctor Pro Deep Cleaner for just $34.99. Its pro-grade power sprays, scrubs, and extracts the dirt and odors that live deep in your carpet. You'll have a fresh, clean, guest-ready home and holiday cash to spare.
Sweet. You're going on my nice list.
I can always use socks.
Thanks, Doc.
Get your home holiday ready by renting a Rug Doctor for just $34.99 at your local grocer. Find yours at rugdoctor.com. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. You want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
All right, so Joey and I, we did something during this break that I'm ashamed of.
I'm not proud of it, but I mean, but sometimes
to, we did it for the research.
The job. You do it for the, you make sacrifices for the job.
I actually put this on Facebook. Chelsea Handler, naked except for a thong.
Which isn't really naked.
You know, doing the vote message. And I'm just wondering what it is that makes them think this is an effective promotion for their party. Some of the reactions on DailyWire.com. Oh, my God, she's only 43? Seeing her picture, I truly thought she was in her late 50s. I still don't really know who she is. I've never seen her on TV or movies, and I certainly don't watch Comedy Central, HBO, or any of those type of channels. Now, this is the funniest one I've seen. Chelsea's been through a dozen or so rappers in their crews, so she doesn't look as bad as you would think after banging all of G-Unit Records.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure the alcoholism will kick in soon enough, and not to mention, no doubt, these photos are touched up before any uploading. God. And then the real question is, why do Democrats keep having the urge to take their clothes off? That is something two-year-olds do. Well, they're like giant two-year-olds in 40-year-old bodies that look 60 because of the heavy drug use. Celebrities, man, they're so clueless.
On November 6th, there's an election.
You might be thinking,
wow, a new president already?
No.
This is not a presidential election.
It's a midterm. Senators, congresspeople,
governors,
local officials.
All Americans are asking themselves
the same questions.
Should I vote?
How will I know that I should vote?
If celebrities don't tell me to.
Does Emma Stone think I should vote?
What about John Krasinski?
Have you guys seen A Quiet Place? Yes, but that isn't what this is about right now. It's about celebrities.
Telling regular Americans that they have to vote.
Many normal Americans like us don't know what we should do until celebrities tell us what to do.
Should I moisturize?
Jennifer Aniston says you should.
That's a yes. But should we vote?
Some people are calling this the most important election of our lives, but they aren't famous. Chris Tucker.
Lady Gaga.
Kendrick Lamar.
Will Smith.
Should I vote? Tom Holland. Tom Hardy. Thomas the Tank Engine. Should I vote? Barbara Streisand. Barbara Walters, all the Barbaras.
Ethel Merman?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Angela Bassett?
Kylie Jenner's baby.
Bruno Mars.
The cast of Riverdale.
Your silence is deafening.
Huh? Oh, it was silent because I forgot you were over. Back to Gil.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. And the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am. Real, hardworking Americans are important to me is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign. I may not be qualified to be president,
but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point,
and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion.
Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy. And improving it by repeating the word jobs.
And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a five-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interest billionaires and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency. Anytime I can pull a favor for special interest, it always gives me a huge donor. And at this point in my political career, anytime I can get a donor to last longer than 4 years, well... Every 4 years, Americans are faced with a critical choice. Clinton or Bush or someone else. Well, I'm Gil Fulbright. And with a big enough donor, I can be that someone else. I'm honest Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever my marketing team has put into this message. Oh, the Chesapeake Bay. Yeah, that'd be a great landfill.
And by the way, if here? Gil's words alone aren't enough to convince you, listen to his wife.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because, as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter. Go here to hear more from my husband, or go here if you'd like to donate to his Indiegogo page.
We got to look him up to see if there's anything new out there.
I did the other day and didn't see anything. I hope they keep it going. Gilfold.
Honestly, I don't know how you can improve on the first.
Right.
Well, gang, here we are again, getting ready to head out. And again, I'm confident. Far more on the Senate, but again, I just got a picture from the crowd outside Eastmont Baptist Church. It's unbelievable. Now, these are people that are waiting in long lines here in Alabama to vote, where there's really... We've been talking about this election for months and months and months, and nothing much in the way of Alabama has, you know, stirred much in the way of passion. Not since the Doug Jones disaster. Thank you, Roy Moore. And that's going to get fixed in 2020 when Trump is reelected. The turnout's here and all over. All the information we've been able to gather, and believe me, I've been looking all day. The turnout, as Charles Payne from Fox News said, this is more like a presidential election than a midterm. So all the people that have been abused and insulted and mocked since the election, this is the day they get to say F you. To the media, to Hollywood, to all the people that have been calling us stupid, bigoted, ignorant. How do they know? Where do they get this? Where do you get the card that says, I'm not a bigot? I can prove it. You know, he in glass houses. So we'll see. But either way, we'll be back tomorrow because this is America, damn it.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey, everybody.
Friday. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Taylor Road on the overpass at 85. There is an accident there. Vaughn Road in front of Vaughn Road Park. Bell Road at Troy Highway. And now Perry Hill at 85 South and 65 North at Early Street. All kinds of accidents out there. Be very careful. Watch out on the Eastern Boulevard from Vaughn Road northward up to just about 231, the Wetumpka Highway. A lot of heavy traffic in there for the last few days. Everything is kind of turned upside down right now. Lots and lots of traffic this afternoon. Where can you shop and there's something for everyone? How about Festival Plaza? Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theaters, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LuQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and buddy, here we go. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, Bubba, the holidays are here, and we have fresh crop pecans in it, Tucker Pecan. We've got them in the shell, halves, pieces, roasted and salted, fresh crop, candies, chocolates. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We have the easiest shopping available. You call us up, send us a list, we take care of the rest. Your Christmas shopping for your family and friends is done in a hurry. If they don't want pecans or candies, you just need a little gift for your next-door neighbor, come on down to Tucker Pecan, where we have the best gift selection in town. We have jewelry, we have purses, we have sweaters, we have jams, we have seasonings, we have the Little Bull seasoning. We have all kinds of great things at Tucker Pecan, plus plenty and plenty of Christmas ornaments for to make your tree the best in town, Bubba, the best.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer on Eastern Boulevard for our annual holiday food.